This is a Fox News alert. Hurricane Ian hanging on. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. One of the biggest storms ever to hit the U.S., weakening, but
winds up and over 75 miles per hour. It is still a hurricane, even 12 hours later, after being starved from its primary source for fuel, which is the ocean. It has been over land now for 12 hours. It is still a hurricane, and it is producing all kinds of rainfall.
Meteorologist Michael Estime of Fox Weather along the Atlantic coast. Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood tells Fox News,
when this is over, we're going to get over 30 inches. That's going to be of rain. That's going to be devastating to this county, in particular to the little towns like Astor and Lake Harney that sit on the St. John's River and Lake Monroe. They are going to be absolutely inundated.
The National Weather Service says torrential rainfall is triggering flash flooding just west of the Orlando area. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says recovery efforts are beginning soon.
As soon as it moves beyond southwest Florida, you're going to see a massive surge of personnel and supplies to be able to help those who are in need, get people back on their feet, and help to rebuild those communities.
More than 2.5 million electric customers in Florida are now without power. The rain and the winds have begun to dissipate along the state's southwest coastline, where Ian made landfall Wednesday afternoon as a strong Category 4 storm. But the storm surge will take longer to recede. Some of the evacuees from coastal communities are learning they no longer have homes to return to. Storm expected to cross into the Atlantic later today and then make another landfall along the Georgia or South Carolina coastline tomorrow. In baseball, Yankees slugger Aaron Judge has hit his 61st home run of the season, tying the American League record set by Roger Maris in 1961. Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow climbed 548 points, the S&P 500 71 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Recapping this hour's Fox News alert, Ian is still a Category 1 hurricane, more than 12 hours after making landfall over the southwest Florida coastline, now bearing down on central Florida, where heavy rains are likely to trigger flash flooding. Congress is inching closer to avoiding a government shutdown tomorrow night.
A stopgap funding measure is expected to pass the Senate today. The must-pass measure will then head to the House just before government funding is set to expire late Friday. Republicans in the House say they oppose it because it's only a short-term solution with a December expiration date. They're also concerned that it doesn't adequately address border security. Despite that opposition, there appears to be enough support among House Democrats to stave off a shutdown. The measure does not include any hurricane relief for Florida, but Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says, quote, if we need more, we'll have to do it. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
Darrell Brooks, the man accused of killing six people after plowing his car through a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last year, will be allowed to represent himself at trial. Brooks' court-appointed lawyers wanted him to plead not guilty to mental illness. The July 4th shooting at a parade in suburban Chicago has led to a big lawsuit.
Families of seven people killed and dozens hurt in the Highland Park 4th of July parade attack have filed suit against gun maker Smith & Wesson, as well as two gun stores, accusing them in part of violating Illinois' consumer laws that led up to the attack, focusing on local so-called assault weapons bans, even though the suspect purchased the gun he allegedly used legally under Illinois state law. We also now know that Highland Park police had multiple contacts with the suspect for years, though a red flag order on him was never filed. He was indicted last month on 117 felony counts in the massacre and has pled not guilty. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.